streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's been an outrage over a comedian's joke at a Trump rally that Puerto Rico is an island of garbage. Today, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, reacted.
Can we all just take a chill pill and take a joke from time to time? This is ridiculous.
Trump is in Georgia, Kamala Harris in Michigan, and the race in the battleground states is as close as ever. CBS News Director of Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
If you look at each one of those states, our CBS estimates has each of them affected. Even.
Israel's parliament has voted to ban the UN Palestinian Relief Agency from working in Israel. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We continue to urge the government of Israel to pause the implementation of this legislation. We urge them not to pass it at all.
He said UNRWA's role is irreplaceable in Gaza in the midst of the war. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 273, up rather. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, October 29th. There's a special meeting at the Central Wisconsin Airport at 7:30 a.m., It's a leadership roundtable sponsored by the Transportation Development Association. Discussion will be about transportation issues with local officials. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the third floor conference room at City Hall. The Legislative Committee meeting will follow at 6 p.m. In Portage County, the Safe Streets and Roads for All Public Information Open House will begin at 5 p.m. A quorum of the Portage County Board of Supervisors, Safe Streets and Roads for All Task Force, Bicycle and Pedestrian Subcommittee, and Demonstration Activities Subcommittee may be in attendance for this open house. It will be at Mid-State Technical College at the Stevens Point Downtown Campus from 5 to 7 p.m. in their Community Engagement Room. Tis the season for the attack of the Halloween beetle dressed in disguise as a ladybug. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October, an invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They spend their summer dining on hundreds of soft insects or in corn and soybean crops until the harvest, gathering in large clusters, clinging to brick, pavement, or windows, trying to absorb the heat. They have no known predator. If you want to prevent them from getting inside, install screens, caulking, and weather stripping. Focus on the sunny southwest sides of your home because these areas tend to be more infested with them.
The Lincoln High School Choir will perform at the Performing Arts Center tonight. The choir concert will begin at 6:30 on Monday. The orchestra Halloween concert is Tuesday, October 29th at 6 p.m., also at the Performing Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice and then we ran it again and we got the look we were looking for and I feel like Jay Reed popped open and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here are the trick-or-treat times in communities throughout the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper in the village and township of Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Pittsville, 4 to 8 p.m. Trick-or-treat at the McMillan Memorial Library on October 31st from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. and show off your costume. And join the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge on November 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. in their Nightmare Before Christmas party to benefit those in need at Christmas time.
A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight, winds get even feistier tomorrow. Gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour, it'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shawmigan Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, October 28th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to Mitch Wayne and Stephen Hintner from the Tri-City Curling Club. Looking forward to that. Right now, our good friend Tom Deary in with us. Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 is where we're what we're talking about today and all the great events going on over there. Tom, how you been?
Been good, James. How you been?
Doing good, man. Thanks a lot for being here. Always good talking with you guys. Always wonderful to be able to highlight our Elks Lodge. We try to do that every Wednesday with bingo and different events that you guys got going on over there. And I have to be honest with you, one of my favorite things of this time of year is the Nightmare Before Christmas. So I'm completely distracted. I keep looking at this wonderful poster you guys got and everything. Let's start right there, man.
All right. So kind of the Nightmare Before Christmas party. I wanted to do something last year, but just couldn't get it done in a quick manner. So this year I was like, I really want to connect with the community, have a fun family event, but I don't want to do it on Halloween itself or the weekend before because there's so much other stuff going on. So I looked at it, I go, what can we do that's going to be fun kind of the weekend after, give the kids a chance to use those costumes one more time, still come out and have the Halloween experience, kind of fun games, face painting, things like that. So we came up with this idea. The Nightmare Before Christmas, which kind of correlates into the Christmas season as we transition away from it. So it's kind of a party that we're setting up so that there will be community involvement. I do plan on having a giving tree there so that when people come in, they can see there will be some tags. They can grab a tag off of the tree, purchase a gift, put it under that tree. And eventually, we'll give those presents away at our breakfast with Santa later in December. Just trying to think community events that'll be working together.
Yeah, yeah.
And carry one into the next.
One of the things I love about the movie is I can watch it during Halloween and during Christmas. And you, like many, have seen that connection there. And it's a great segue between these holidays and everything, while also being able to give the community a chance to really put into the community and give back.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on this weekend with Trunk or Treat and the various activities that are going on. And you know, you learn quickly, you don't want to overshadow any of those other events. You want them all to stand out. And I'm like, what can we do to make that different? And I thought this would be the best approach. So a little bit about the event. We are going to have it from 5 to 7 at the Elks Lodge right here in Rapids. The public is welcome to attend and encouraged to attend. Costumes for the kids, of course, bring them in. We will have candy for them. We will have kids games. And Mary Beth from over at 1716 will be doing some face painting for us.
Oh, very cool.
So it'll be a very fun event.
You know, and you brought up something that I think is a fun, one of my favorite parts of this. A lot of times kids get one time to wear these costumes. And so many times that Halloween, which might be this year too, the weather isn't always the greatest or anything. Getting another opportunity for them to wear the costumes just stretches the holiday out a little bit longer, gives them the more that opportunity again. And while they're doing that, seeing their community come together to do some good. Like having fun while also doing some good. These kids, their brains are sponges, man. And they see this stuff, they pick up on these things. And when they see their parents, their guardians, their adults doing good and putting back into their community, they're going to want to do that when they become adults, along with also having fun.
Exactly. That's the goal. Bringing people in and being connected with the community is something that I've really worked hard in my term as ER to try and connect and bring us back.
That's going to be fun. And all the games, the food, the costumes, all this stuff is going to be great. We'll be highlighting this, talking about it on our morning show, making sure you guys get a good crowd for this one.
I appreciate that.
And as we do shift gears and get ready for the Thanksgiving season coming up and everything, I don't know if many people do as much as you guys do over at the Elks Lodge when it comes to, we got a lot of great nonprofits, a lot of great people to do so much good work during Thanksgiving. So not meaning it like it's a competition, but you guys do such a great job. I do want to highlight what the Elks Lodge does and what really our lodges around the country do.
A lot of lodges around the country do similar things. But for us, it had been a few years since we'd gotten to do something that was very impactful in the community. Yes, we do our Christmas baskets. Those are huge, and we're going to continue to do those. But I wanted something that would definitely reach the community at a time where we need it. You know, times are uncertain. Inflation's high right now. People, and we want something that wasn't just going to exclude anybody. Yes, there's places that do the needy Thanksgiving. There's things that they do to help out a select audience, but this I wanted to open up to everybody. Whether you're just a person that's alone on the holiday and you want a place to go, or you want to bring down your family and participate, I didn't want to close the door on anyone. I wanted to make this as open to everybody as I could. So we decided to do the community Thanksgiving. Now, it's not on Thanksgiving. It's the Monday before from 5 to 7 at the lodge. But I took a good amount of care in looking at how to build this thing out and maximize as best we could. There are other organizations that do a community Thanksgiving as well. And I know they serve upwards of 500 people in the community. We wanted to start small and do 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
To try and see if we can do that.
It's crazy. That's a small number, but you're right. It is. Just thinking about that, though.
And then I kind of had put together the numbers. People are like, well, it seems a little high for what you're putting out. But I looked at things as worst case scenario when I put this together.
Smart, yeah.
I costed this out with my food vendor. For those that don't know, I am a chef. I've been for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. So figuring this out and finding a way to pass those things on. Now, when I put it together, I did worst case scenario. So if I had to get in a case of something and I was stuck with it, we still have to pay for it. It's still going to sit there. But what we can do with that is fund another one of these events down the line. I'm thinking around tax time, February, March, mm-hmm. when people are, you know, really struggling again and maybe put on another community meal.
Yeah.
But getting to this one, the rust cost for the turkey for about 150 to 200 people is $207. That doesn't seem like a lot, and it really isn't, but in order to get the product that I'm using to make it consistent and across the board, so hopefully I can serve more than that mark, mm-hmm. which is really my goal, that's what it would cost. Ham, about $130 is what it's going to cost to feed 150 people that much. Mashed potatoes, I'm working on getting some donation. Stuffing and rolls, about $70 for, you know, the amount of people we're looking at. Veggies, sweet potatoes, cranberries, I kind of lumped together. $202 is a high estimate. Again, I'm going to look at getting some donation from some of the major companies around here to see if we can knock those numbers down. And then the pumpkin pies, I tried to make it as easy as possible. They're going to be a cut and serve. So less work for those that are volunteering to help, and making it manageable because I know I'm going to be doing the lion's share of the cooking and setting up of the event. That's just the nature of the beast with what I do. So, I'm good with that and being able to bring in volunteers to help and serve, plate up in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and everything's going to be on, disposables. So, once it's done, they can just toss it out. So there's no need to wash dishes or things like that. So,
Tom, what kind of food are you looking to serve for this meal?
So this meal will be a traditional Thanksgiving. It'll be an oven-roasted turkey, honey-glazed ham, mashed potatoes, sage stuffing, gravy, green beans and baby carrots, pumpkin pie, and traditional cranberry sauce. Can't get away from the cranberries here in central Wisconsin.
No. And it just made me so hungry as you were saying all that. It's going to taste so good. That's going to be great food. In order to do this, though, as you mentioned, this is going to cost. It's going to be up there. How can we help with that cost? How can we be a part of things?
So basically, I've asked for donations of money. It's not because, this is a money grab or something like that. I've heard that one already. I'm like, that's funny to me because basically I'm doing it at cost or below.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get as much donation as possible. But it's because I have a game plan of what I'm going to do that day. It's set up so that, you know, people have offered to give food. Food is great, but it doesn't work into the plan, so it's not really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, two, if I can get donations from things, obviously that total's easier. If you want to donate to this, you can stop into the lodge, and we do have an envelope set up. Everybody that donates is being written down, so we kind of know what it is. If you want to remain anonymous, that is totally up to you. But we have gotten some nice donation to start with. We're at about 250 currently. With a few more coming in beyond that, which really has helped get us to at least, you know, the part that I'm worried about, which is getting the turkey, because this time of year, it goes really, really fast. You got to order them, and they go because people know this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get the big course out of the way.
And there's a really good, unique opportunity for businesses out there with this, too, where you could sponsor a particular menu item if you wanted.
Exactly. You could sponsor the turkey. And, you know, we've broken it down by how much that is. Obviously, we're going to give a shout out there. The plates have already been donated by Midland Papers. Diana, that works at the Elks, as our bartender, works there also. She donated those. That's another $90 worth of donation that was right there.
Yeah.
And it's huge because it's one less thing that we have to look at purchasing and taking care of. So we appreciate that.
And to you businesses out there, we'll be mentioning you too on the air here. We're going to be talking about this event and getting people up for it. And as I see that name on there, I'll be sure to mention that. If that helps even a little bit too, you're going to get more bang for your buck with this too, as you do anytime you advertise, not just with us at WFHR, but our nonprofit friends, our family out there.
Right.
We always want to help promote and encourage buying local, supporting local, and so many of our great businesses out there put back into their community. If you are a business, as I mentioned, with any of our nonprofits, there are marketing executives getting paid millions of dollars to tell you what I'm going to tell you right now. There's nothing better than associating yourself with a nonprofit. There is no price tag that you can put on I spend this amount of money, how much am I getting back? There is no price tag. You cannot put a price tag on good PR when it comes to working with your nonprofits. Along with also, you can't put a label or a name to the feeling you get from being a part of things in your community. The Community Thanksgiving Dinner, we're looking to put this together Monday, November 25th, 5 to 7. We'll have more on this as we gear up towards it. May even bring you back, Tom, to talk a little about it before we get into the Thanksgiving season.
Yes.
And as we continue on the seasons, we go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to now Christmas.
Yeah, it ends up being a crazy thing. In December, we get into more of the holiday spirit, so there's quite a bit of things going on as well beyond just this. We have, on December 1st, we always do a memorial service for all the members that passed in the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just an Elks thing that we do. On December 7th, we partner with the VFW, and we do a Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. We will also be doing that. Again, that's a free event for the community to attend. It's a free veterans lunch. It's kind of, you know, a lot of people do things for Veterans Day, and they kind of plan their day ahead of that based on, you know, where they're going to go, what's going on, what they're getting given. So I didn't want to interfere with that, but we wanted to make it something that was a lasting memory. They've been doing the ceremony at the VA for a long time,
mm-hmm.
or not the VA, the VFW for a long time.
Yeah.
And, last year, we did the first annual one with them. And this year, they'll have the ceremony over there at the VFW. And then they'll come over at 11 for a lunch over at the Elks that's completely free to veterans. So another way to honor our military service, as well as at the lodge, we're doing Christmas cards for the soldiers this year. Carrie Nicolai spearheaded that. She's taken over our Veterans Affairs Committee, and she's doing a fantastic job reworking that entire program from the bottom up, trying to get connected with
That's wonderful. Carrie's amazing. Yeah, I have no doubt she's running with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure that gets out, that we're working on that as well. And then we're also going to do some care packages to send to active duty soldiers over in wherever they might be in the world, and try and get some of that out.
As somebody who has a cousin who is going to is doing that currently and won't be able to be home for the holidays and everything, that stuff means more than we can put into words, those kind of things. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, and I think that's just another fun thing, which brings us into the holiday thing, the, the fun thing that I think a lot of people will be looking forward to, which, as always, is a breakfast with Santa. I know we're not the only ones doing it. There's several places, but we're doing our breakfast with Santa on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 1. We will have the big guy there.
Nice.
Of course.
That's a tough get, man. We've been trying to get him on Midday Magazine for years.
He's rough. Nice. You know, it's not easy. It's a lot of coordinating between the poll. And
good on you. Nice job.
It takes a lot of work to make that happen.
Maybe that's what we need to do, or offer him breakfast. Yeah. That's what we should have done. That's what.
Well, there's definitely going to have to be some milk and cookies there. That was a deal breaker.
Nice, nice.
So
this is going to be a fun event. Looking forward to this one.
Yes, and then we'll have that giving tree, so hopefully we can give out some presents. Again, we didn't want it to be as extensive as some of the other organizations do around here. They do a wonderful job. We're not trying to tread on them in any way, shape, or form, just trying to do good work in our community. And also with that, the weekends before, as I said, we'll be doing our Christmas baskets, Christmas trees on December 7th. Also, hoop shoot that day for the Elks, which will be over at East Junior High. And then Christmas baskets are the next Saturday, where we will take out, I think we did 60 families last year. And we're looking to do about that many again.
That's awesome.
They get like a week's worth of groceries. It's amazing. And you definitely see the need in the community when you go out and you deliver these baskets like we do. And that's the big one. And then, of course, Breakfast with Santa, which is just another chance for us to connect with the community and have a good time.
Mark your calendars for December 21st. You're going to want to be over at the Elks Lodge for Breakfast with Santa. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. I did have a couple of things I wanted to note before we let you go, Tom, but I really want to make sure to point out this past weekend was a wonderful weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. We had a bunch of different events going on, and it was so busy, but it was also there were so many events going on, and not everybody could attend the ones that they wanted to, or they got pulled to this one and weren't able to go to this one. I do appreciate that you look into those things and try to your best. You're never going to be able to dodge maybe everything, but the idea of thinking of that stuff, I hope more of our nonprofits are doing that. I'm not saying they're not. I hope more are coordinating together, working together to do our best to try to give people as much space for these events on the weekend as we can. Tip of the hat to you guys for that and thinking of that. I think that's fantastic. And certainly want to credit you guys for some of our favorite events to talk about around here. And that one of those is, of course, bingo every Wednesday. Keep that in mind, everybody. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. It's a great time, great atmosphere, and a great way to put back into your community. Because that is what the Elks Lodge does. Whatever you're doing over there at the Elks Lodge, you can know that that stuff is coming back and going back into the community. Encourage you to check that out. And of course, the fish fries. I mean, I can't have you guys in and not talk about the classic fish fry over
there. Well, now that it's November, we're getting back to it every single week. The only week we won't be doing it is the week of Thanksgiving, because everybody's off hunting and everyone's gone. So we felt like we're going to spend a little extra time with our family, then right back into December, we're right back on the horse and getting to it.
Very cool. And let's before we wrap up, let's remind everybody one more time about the Nightmare Before Christmas fundraiser you guys are going to be doing.
Yes, it's a Nightmare Before Christmas party, and community's welcome, completely free event. Bring your kids down, let them wear their costumes. There'll be face painting, kids games, and again, that's from 5 until 7 at the Elks Lodge here in town. And it'll be a great time.
You're going to have games, food, costumes are encouraged. This is a family-friendly, fun event. Be sure to mark your calendars, November 2nd, 5 to 7. When you're getting done this Thursday with the trick-or-treating and everything, make sure the kids take care of those costumes. Keep them in good shape so they can wear them one more time and have a good time. And, Tom, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, maybe they want to help out and volunteer with some things, how can they reach you?
So they can reach me at the Elks Lodge at 715-423-1930, or I'm the one that they call for all the stuff, whether it be hall rental or anything else. So they can also reach me on my personal number at 715-697-9221, and I can give them all the details on any of that. And definitely looking for volunteers that want to step up and help run the games, want to bring in some candy so we can do a trick-or-treat style thing, just basically be there and have fun.
Yeah, it's such a good energy, a positive atmosphere when you're volunteering or you're doing anything with the Elks Lodge. Cannot encourage you enough to reach out, be a part of things in your community, and be a part of one of the oldest and greatest nonprofits we have in our area. The Elks Lodge for decades have been putting into this community. It's a chance for you to be a part of that. You can also find out more at elks.org, and be sure to follow them on your social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things they're doing and maybe sharing things on your page that might not get seen otherwise. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Tom, thanks again for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thanks, James. Thanks, as always, for having us. We appreciate you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Early Saturday morning, volunteers gathered at the Grand Rapids Lions Club for a hearty breakfast of pancakes and fruit before heading out to rake yards in the area. United Way's Day of Caring had over 460 volunteers. They raked 88 yards for elderly and disabled in our community. Many of the volunteers have been participating for several years.
We've been doing this for 3 or 4 years.
It was the first year for other volunteers, and they were impressed with the organization and turnout for the event. Ben Eberlein is the Community Engagement Director for the United Way and one of the main organizers for the event. He said this might be a record year for volunteers, but he still needs to compare the numbers. Some groups were finished as early as noon, and others worked closer to 2 p.m. One volunteer said the homeowners are delighted to see their yards cleared of leaves and are very thankful for the help.
They're so grateful, and, you know, they say, oh, my gosh, you guys did a great job, and we're so appreciative, and we couldn't have done it without help like you, so it's very rewarding.
The weather was perfect for everyone working on this day, showing caring in our community. The average gas prices in Wisconsin fell 6.7 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.87 per gallon. This is over 21 cents lower than a month ago and more than 31 cents lower than this time last year. Gas is at its lowest level since January, which some Americans attribute to the upcoming election. Officials at Gas Buddy say politicians have little influence over gasoline prices. The switch to winter gas and the drop in demand is pushing gas prices down. Officials say these drops will continue into and even beyond the election as colder weather arrives. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.57 to $2.77 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps fall out of the 70s in the morning to the 50s by evening. It's 69 degrees right now.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Wyweega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, October 28th, 2024. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by some great friends of ours. We're talking curling with the Tri-City Curling Club. We have in with us Stephen Hittner, a familiar voice. Stephen, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
And Mitch Wayne. Mitch, first time joining us. Thanks a lot for being here, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks for having us, James.
I have to tell you guys, since growing up in a hockey household, my father, a very big curling fan, really a fan of anything that involves skates, really anything, figure skating, curling. Like anything of the above. And it's one of those sports that I know, but I don't know. I don't know as well as I could. So I was really happy to have you guys in studio, kick off the week here with a great interview. And I want to get into the curling club itself and some other great things about the curling club. But Mitch, if you don't mind, I feel like a good place to start is what is curling and talking about what curling is exactly.
Yeah. So curling is a sport, which is now an Olympic sport, and it's played on a sheet of ice. Teams are made up of four people, and as you play, one person is delivering the rock, two people are sweeping, and then the captain of the team, which they call the skip, is directing the shot to be called. So as the game goes on, everybody throws two stones in every end, we call it, which is getting all the stones to the other end of the sheet of ice. So it's a game that everybody is playing and everybody's participating, and it's a great winter activity. We are indoors, but it is cool because we have ice. Mm-hmm. And there's a level of exercise, which is depending on what you can put into it.
And it's really curlers from all ages. I'm sure I'll get into this, Mitch, but that's what impressed me when I joined the curling club. So I'm relatively new to curling, and Mitch is part of the institution over there. And you see curlers. What's the oldest curler and youngest curler you have right now?
Well, the ticker is ages 8 to 80.
Oh, nice.
We had an 8-year-old in Learn to Curl last year. He was just a little small. I think this year he's ready to go.
Great.
He'll be 9, and he'll be able to do it. We have people that are near the end of their 80s.
Wow.
It is a sport you can do once you do it. It's a lifetime activity.
And there's also some great modifications. So people that are like, they've watched the Olympics, you know, obviously that's the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Like everything, like I can run, but I can't run like they do in the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
So there's ways you could do curling, especially as you get older, or, you know, there's even people my age, that, you know, maybe have a problem with one of their knees and they can't get down as low. There's ways to deliver the stone, to you know, send the stone down the ice with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people are just as good as the people doing it the traditional way. It really, you know, it's a great sport for, and there's a lot of families involved. It's you know, it's one of these sports that you can grow into and do your whole life, which is what drew me to it personally.
I think one of the things that pulls a lot of people to the sport during the Olympics is when you're seeing it and you're seeing athletes out there that look very similar to the people you're sitting next to on the couch. There's something about that. It's similar to bowling and other sports. They pull us in a little bit differently than other sports do. And that right there, it really kicks off a part of what we want to get into today, too, as far as encouraging people to learn about curling, join the curling club, and that it's really something for everybody and something everybody can do and enjoy. It's a fun sport, and it's one that's, it's been around itself, from what I could find, 16th century Scotland is where curling pretty much gets started and everything. We locally here have been doing this for a while too, Mitch. It's 1958, I believe, that the curling club's been around?
Yes, they started in 1958, and they had a curling rink kind of by the old YMCA in Port Edwards. The mill expanded and moved us. They gave us some land to use. In 1976, where our new building is. So we're located on Hurley Street, which is Highway 54 and 73 between Wisconsin Rapids and Port Edwards. I always tell people that they're driving to Port Edwards and they make a big left-hand turn, they went too far.
Yeah.
So they turn around and come back. You know, there's signs there for a historical marker for the Centralia Dam. That's where we are.
As long as this has been around, this club, this sport, it speaks to the popularity, especially in this area, for curling.
Yeah. For people, Wisconsin is one of the largest populations of curling in the U.S. There's probably around 20,000, 25,000 curlers in the U.S., 5,000 in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also got 30 curling clubs in the state, which is the most curling clubs in any state. So Wisconsin is the hotbed for curling.
When I went to one of the Bonspiels, I was actually on a team for the men's Bonspiel that the curling club in town here is pretty famous for, mostly because they serve some excellent food. And I think we need to get into that at some point today because that's a special thing about curling is that there's oftentimes food associated with the events. But when I went to that, what was amazing to see all these different folks coming from around the state, and some of them are coming for ages. You know, it's like a tradition, like, we always come to the Bonspiel, the competition in Wisconsin Rapids, and they bring their, you know, their best friends. Maybe they've been doing it as a team for a while. Maybe they're bringing in new members. But it's really a special thing about Wisconsin and how popular this sport is. That's one of the things I really love about it, because it's all these little cities, you know, like it'd be one thing if we're in Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to have any sport you name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can be in a nice small town like Port Edwards or Wisconsin Rapids, Nerdicusa, we're not far from either of those places with this club, and you can do this sport, you know, and it's got roots in a lot of small communities. Waupaca, I don't know, smaller cities than Waupaca probably, right?
Yeah, Lodi. Lodi, mm-hmm. You know. And around here, Marshfield, sure. Stevens Point,
yeah,
Medford.
Well, and to your point earlier, Stephen, about watching the Olympics and seeing some of the things that they're doing there and seeing similar things in our curling clubs locally and everything, it speaks to how oftentimes we see Olympic athletes in those positions that are people that you might have been curling with or curling against on a local level and everything, which is kind of unique and cool.
Yeah, there's some heritage here in town. Maybe Mitch, you can talk about, didn't we have an Olympian?
Yeah, Miles Brundage from Nakusa was in the Olympics in 1998 and 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he got with a group of a very good team in Superior, and they were talented enough to win the state and the U.S. competitions.
And Mitch, can't stress this enough. You know, this is something that whoever is listening right now, no matter what your age or your way of life, this is something that is welcoming to you. This is a community. This is a group. This is an organization that welcomes all, that wants all ages and everybody to be able to come and have a good time.
Yeah. We're definitely a lot of our curlers are getting older. Mm-hmm. We need the next batch to come in and get a younger group down there. You know, it's a very social sport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we do when we teach is there's no negativity on the ice. You congratulate the other team mm-hmm. for making shots. You don't say anything out loud mm-hmm. about the other team.
Yeah.
And you start the game with a handshake with everybody, and you end the game with a handshake, and then you go sit down at a table and have snacks and a beverage and then we talk to people. And that's, you do that in every game. I curled in a tournament in Rhinelander this weekend, and you sit down for an hour and talk to the people you played against and learn about them.
And there's always the exact number of chairs for two teams to sit around one table. You might not observe that the first time you come in, but it, you know, once you look at it, you kind of see this is very intentional. This is part of the sport is the follow through. It's not just the time on the ice, but it's the time with the community, the curling club and other members and sort of that, you know, like that, the camaraderie and also the supportiveness. You never see negativity on the ice. And I think that's part of what I really love about the sport. There's so much negativity, often other sports, you know, there's a lot of cutthroat stuff. We don't need that in our day-to-day life. There's enough of that. You want to turn on the news, you'll find some of that, I'm sure. Let's go curl and just have a nice time and relax, you know, in the day.
The camaraderie stands out. It's palpable. Yeah. Even watching it on screen, you can see that. And that's one of the things that I think pulls a lot of people to the sport and makes a lot of people enjoy the sport, whether it's playing it or actually just watching it and everything. Stephen, for you, you mentioned that you're recent to this. What got you to want to even go into this and look into this?
Yeah, so originally I did the Learn to Curl with one of my sisters, Katrina. As many of you listeners know, Katrina and I own Family Natural Foods, and we loved trying new things and always liked to be active and stuff, and we'd never done curling. So we went to the curling club, and Mitch was there to greet the Learn to Curlers, and a handful of other veteran curlers were there. And they made it really easy. It's very affordable. Sometimes you look at sports, especially ice sports, when you're talking about hockey. I know Katrina, for example, she did hockey when she was in high school. It's an expensive sport. Mm-hmm. It's time, a lot of time commitments. I've done a decent amount of curling at this point, you know, for a young curler, and I've always found it to be quite easy. You know, the Learn to Curl. What is the fee this year?
So. Our Learn to Curl is a three-night instructional. So we're going to do that December 4th, 11th, and 18th on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Cost it's nominal. It's like $35 or $40 mm-hmm. per person. And then we also throw a bonus on there. We let them curl every Wednesday for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. The part I didn't get when I came in. I was kind of like, oh, we're going to do this three times. This will be fun. I'll say, hey, I curled, right? You know, and I could tell my friends, whatever.
Right.
Tell my friends in Florida or wherever they're at, you know. But I got there. We did the three times, which even at the $30, $40 three times, I was like, well, I can't go bowling for that price. Mm-hmm. Can't go to the movie theater for that price. Can't go to a concert.
So true.
Certainly not. Yep. But, you know, you could, for $30, I was like, oh, I already got my value. And then at the end of the third day, Mitch was like, well, you guys coming back next week? And then sure enough, we curled for another couple months. Phenomenal value. And it's really just a way to get people a chance to try it. And every time, you know, like I've seen these Learn to Curl groups come out of it, there's always a few people that just, you know, they're lifelong curlers after this, because they see they get it, you know? And I think everybody should just, anybody who's interested in it should just try to learn to curl, because it's such a fun community activity. It gets you out there, and it's low commitment, you know, $30-$40. Try it out. You'll know pretty quick if you like it or not.
That camaraderie and that fellowship that you mentioned, having opportunities for that, the organic conversations that can happen or relationships you could make are certainly wonderful about all this. But there's also another part of this, too, where I appreciate in the exercise of this. And while it's not a gigantic workout or anything, you're still getting a good workout in, especially if you're a bit up there in age and you don't get a chance to have these chances to flex and to get some workouts in very often.
Yeah, and so you're out on the ice for 2 hours and you're doing some walking, you know. So you're probably walking at least a mile.
Yeah,
when you're walking back and forth where you're sweeping, and then when you're sweeping, it's not a real good cardio, but you are, you know, you'll have 15-20 second burst of your sweeping, and if you can you're pushing pretty hard on that stick, and if you can't, You're at least walking along and dusting the ice.
Definitely.
So it's something that's just to do, right?
And yeah.
Doing
yeah.
Something.
And it keeps you moving enough that you never really get cold out there, right? You know, some people are kind of like, oh, I'm going to get too cold on the ice. I never had that problem. Mm-hmm. You know, you wear some different layers because sometimes you get a little warm, sometimes you get a little cooler. Yeah. But generally speaking, it's not that cold in there. So, you know, it's like it's cold outside, but they kind of maintain that temperature just around freezing so they can keep the ice, you know, frozen. But it's not that cold. And once you're kind of moving and you're walking around, it's really easy.
Yeah, it's typically around 35 degrees, you know, at your chest level. And if it's really cold outside, it gets a little cooler in there, but.
We're speaking with Mitch Wayne and Stephen Hittner from Tri-City Curling Club about the Tri-City Curling Club, and you guys have an open house coming up.
Yeah, so we have open houses scheduled for Saturday afternoons, November 9th and the 16th, from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. If people show up, we're going to stay there. You don't have to be there the whole time. At least come down and try it. What I do suggest is it will be cool. So bring sweatshirts and sweatpants actually work better than tight jeans.
Yes,
definitely.
With our movement, and a kind of a clean pair of shoes that grip a little bit to the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really hard soled, plastic soled. That's too slippery. We've got all the equipment to do the open houses and the learn to curl. We have brushes for sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
The clubs always provide the stones. You don't bring your own stones.
That would be interesting.
That would be like a bowling ball.
Bring your own duffel bag.
They need to stay cold, so they need to stay at the club.
Yep.
And then there's things you put on your feet to help you slide, and we have that equipment. So as Steve was talking about the cost, you know, for the learn to curl and the open houses, we have the equipment to use.
Which is how many sports are there or organizations or things like that where you just bring yourself, bring you know, some good shoes and some of that, but really that's all you need, and you know, certainly the clothing to match the weather and everything.
Yep.
The temperatures, because some of the basic questions that I had from people when it comes to curling, you guys have already answered, and I think one of the ones that a lot of people might not understand right away is you don't need to learn to, you don't need to be able to skate to curl. You're not going to be on a pair of skates out there.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. And, you know, it helps to have a little balance, but not the, you don't need the skating.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it's very different that way. It's just basically walking.
Mm-hmm.
You just wear, when I started, I just wore tennis shoes and, you know, You just walk along and you kind of get a sense of the ice, and there'll be a lot of pointers on like how to keep your sense of balance and just like, you know, kind of keeping people safe out there too. Yeah, it's a lot easier than it seems.
Yeah. Mitch, what else did you have for us?
So we do have some competition events throughout the year. First weekend in January, we have Open Bonspiel. And so as Stephen was talking, we call our tournaments Bonspiels.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, every tournament should be named that. Like every sport, every sport should be named that. That's the best. That's better than the Super Bowl. That is a great name. That's a really good name.
Yeah, so that's just a two-day event on a Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend, full weekend in January. And that's an Open Bonspiel. So teams, four guys, four women, some of each, and quick two-day 12-team event. Mm. And then in March, first weekend in March, we always have our men's tournament, and that's 16 teams. Mm. And like Stephen mentioned, a lot of the teams have been curling in it for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And then like their kids are curling now instead. And so that's our main tournaments. We also have a club tournament. And the best way, you know, all this talk, and if you're interested at all in curling, the best way to reach us is by phone. Mm-hmm. It's 715-421-0201. And that's, we're also in the phone book, mm-hmm. or you can Google us, that'll work. Leave a message, as most people aren't there during most of the day, and we'll get back to you. You know, if none of these time schedules work out, call us, we'll arrange mm-hmm. for another time. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do, if you want to come, just come down and meet us sometime, we can open it up. Otherwise, we do have leagues on Monday night, Tuesday night, Learn to Curl is Wednesday night, and then Thursday night is another league. You're more than welcome to come in any of those nights, mm-hmm. Observe, and then talk to someone and get some information. And that's usually the only time you can reach someone down there is from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock on weeknights.
Yeah, and it's a great way to just kind of stop in. Like the open house would be obviously the best time. Can you remind us of when the open house is, Mitch?
Yeah, they're Saturdays, November 9th and November 16th from 1 to 4.
Yeah, that would be the best time to kind of get a sense of that. And then you'd still be able to sign up for the Learn to Curl at that point, too.
Sign up to Learn to Curl even up to December.
Yeah.
And if you can't make the first week, just come the next week. It's everything's pretty open. We can catch you up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I've said more than once it's a pretty easy sport, but it's also one of those sports that you could spend your lifetime trying to perfect. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those people that likes to have a continual kind of challenge and something to work on, yes, it's easy to get kind of like, I remember the first year I did Learn to Curl, I got off at the end of the season. I was like, I'm pretty good at this. And then after that, I've kind of been like, oh, okay, I got a long ways to go. But I love that about the sport. And I think like it can really grow with you over the years and you can keep doing it really as long as you want. There's, like you said, people in their 80s still curling, which I think is a beautiful thing. And you can bring, you know, if I was in my 80s, I'd bring my grandkids out there and have them try it too. And I'm sure that's happening every season.
Where, as Mitch touched on earlier, we're always looking for new people, and we want to keep this sport alive and keep it healthy in this area. There's a lot of pride in this sport in this state. We want to keep that going as well, and certainly always reach out to any volunteers out there, anybody that wants to help out, give a hand with an event like this. You're not only putting back in your community, but you're having a darn good time while you're at it, too. And we'll keep an eye out for those open houses. We'll be reminding our office, our community about it and everything, Mitch, as we get closer to those, and making sure you guys get a nice, good turnout for that. And I apologize, Mitch. You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. You've got to come back now. We appreciate you so much being with us today. And again, want to remind everybody how you can reach out to Mitch and the Curling Tri-City Curling Club. Their Facebook page is probably one of the better places to go. You can direct message. message them that way and also get up to date on all the things that they have going on over there. I went to your page and liked it a while back and appreciate all the time getting the updates and seeing how the season's going and everything. Encourage people to do that. And also that phone number, 715-421-0201. That's the right one?
Okay. Correct.
421-0201. Be sure to reach out to them with any of your curling questions or needs. This is one of those sports that's really open for everybody and something that not only you could be a part of and have some fun while you're at, but also keep it alive and keep the fun going with this great sport. Both of you, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour finds us in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with Trigvi Olson and Reed Galen. Come on downtown Viroqua and join us on the air.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
CB.